Our next story could be called One Artist's Trash. It's about Rachel Perry Welty, a Gloucester-based artist whose art is made up of the stuff that fills our garbage cans and recycling bins. A retrospective of her work is now open at the Decordova Sculpture Park and Museum in Lincoln. WBUR's Andrea Shea has Perry Welty's story.
Do you ever get a little perplexed when you buy a piece of fruit and confront that little PLU sticker on the skin? I never know what to do with it. Rachel Perry Welty doesn't have that problem.
I'll come home after grocery shopping and harvest my stickers off of the canned goods and the boxes or the fruit and the vegetables, and I save them all to pieces of wax paper so I can peel them off and use them later.
She uses them to make art, maybe intricate fruit sticker collages that become wallpaper backdrops for a series of large-scale photographs called Lost in My Life. Also twist ties, you know, the ones you find wrapped around bunches of broccoli and fresh parsley? Perry Welty linked them together to make a colorful, kind of grubby tapestry. Since 1997, she's collected,
I'd say, tens of thousands.
She saves her receipts, price tags, junk mail, Facebook updates, and voicemail.
Next saved message.
For years, Perry Welty's collected wrong number messages. She turned them into a video project starring her and the voices of strangers called Karaoke Wrong Number.
And I am lip-syncing to them.
Phil, hi, it's James at Russell again. From our conversation, I spoke to the
Imagine Perry Welty, a petite woman, blonde hair pulled back, wearing a white T-shirt, and a man's voice coming out of her mouth.
So what I did was, first of all, save the messages, and then I listened to them over and over and over again. I transcribed them. I actually typed up scripts. And I basically learned these people. I figured out what kind of characters I think that they are based on the words that they left on my answering machine.
You guys place an order for a nativity set.
There is that total disconnect between my face and then John Fodds from Big Fat Logos in Utah who's calling.
If you could give me a call back at your earliest convenience, we can get this right out to you.
We're always just a hair's breadth away from completely misunderstanding one another.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Somebody listens to it, pushes a button, deletes it, and it's gone forever. And we do this in our lives daily with all the information that comes in.
We all have to deal with stuff. We all have to deal with time. We all have to deal with information overload.
Nick Capasso curated Perry Welty's new show at the Decordova.
We all have to deal with somehow projecting identity in consumer culture. The concepts in the conceptual art are about our lives. You know, people see her work and recognize all this, and sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's not.
Capasso's been watching Perry Welty grow as an artist for 10 years, visiting her studio, offering critiques, and he's tried many times to get her work shown at the Decordova without success. As it turns out, Capasso and Perry Welty saved all of the emails that have flown between them, including Capasso's many rejection emails. Now they're part of this hard-won show, too.
I feel privileged to have been collected. I feel like a Brillo box.
But Rachel Perry Welty doesn't only collect. She actually sheds stuff, too. Every day, she chooses one item to donate or trash. Could be a sweater, a block of cheese, a set of dried-up magic markers. Then she photographs it and gives it a number. Today, she's up to 1,952. And all of the shots are hanging in the artist's new show. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.